Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
The $99 Cedar Point Gold Pass is back. You can get unlimited visits this fall and all of 2025 at America's Roller Coast. You'll also get thrills of all sizes, splash-tastic fun, free parking, and hollow weekends. It's all for our lowest price of the season. Just $99 plus applicable taxes and fees. Online only. Get your 2025 Gold Pass and start planning your visit at cedarpoint.com.
Previously on Secluded Thoughts. So I was watching a motivational video on YouTube in the background while I was eating. I do that often. I always have something positive playing. And it was talking about having integrity, humility, treating people with respect even when they've wronged you. The whole purpose was basically making sure that you act respectful or you act in good faith despite how people treat you. And there was a line in the video that talked about relationships and talked about how a lot of people will play the victim, and they'll always talk about how people have hurt them and they have their list of excuses and this, that, and the third. And I was listening to it and it was kind of like going in one ear and out the other, because I was like, that doesn't apply to me. You know, like, I'm an angel. And since I'm a very introspective person, when the video was over, I started to reflect. I asked myself the question again. I was like, am I toxic? Like, do I have any, you know, negative traits or anything? And at first, once again, I was like, me, no, you know, like I was in denial. And then I thought back to prior relationships and fallouts with people, and in my mind, like I said in the beginning, because I'm a Pisces, I felt like any actions that I took were justified because of whatever reasons that I had, whether I communicated those reasons or not. So at first I was like, no, that doesn't apply to me. But then I paused. I was like, there's no way it makes sense that I was the victim in every relationship that I've had. And I was like, wait a minute, that doesn't sound right. You know, like, I can't be the only one that was wronged in any situation. Like, there must have been something I did. And to be honest, I genuinely had to think about it for a few minutes before I started calling myself out on things that I should have done or I could have done better. Y'all should have seen the look on my face. I was sitting there literally shocked. I was like, am I toxic? Like, did I have to do that? Like, did I handle that in the best way? Like, I was shocked. And then I started thinking about things and I was like, wow. Like, I am terrible. I was like, wow, did I really do that? Like, does that represent the kind of person that I think I am or who I want to be? And initially, you know, I never thought about it in that way because, like I said, I justified everything. So to put a name to some of those things, for one, my communication has definitely been more or less non-existent. In a lot of situations, initially, I always expected people to know what they did wrong. Like, if I felt like if you did something that obviously bothered me, then you should have just known. So if I was upset, you should have just like automatically knew why I was upset and then fixed it. But obviously, you can't expect people to read your mind. And also, I hate to admit this, but I realized that I have the potential to be very manipulative. And I hate to say this, and I know I'm guilty of this in the past. And trust me, when people say Pisces are trash, I feel like this is what they're talking about. Because it's terrible. Like, honestly, it's terrible. And the fact that I never, or very seldomly, actually, let's be honest, I never took accountability for what I did wrong. Because, again, justification. So it's like, if somebody did something wrong and then I also did something wrong, well, I felt like mine was justified because I would have never initially do something wrong to you. I only did it in retaliation. So that justified what I did. And it's like, sometimes I wouldn't even feel the need to apologize for what I did because I felt like if you didn't do what you did, then I wouldn't have done it. Like, it's just terrible. Overall, terrible. But awareness is the first step. So I know this now, and trust me, I've made a lot of progress. I've made a lot of strides to change that. Like, I even improved my communication. So, you know, I'm not a lost cause. And if you are guilty of those things too, you know, there's hope for you. There's hope. Don't be like me. Don't be like you. There's hope. Like, we need to do better, because ultimately, if you're in a toxic relationship, yes, the other person might have done some things, but you also did things to contribute to that toxicity. Like I said, it's all about taking accountability. So now that I've dragged myself, we're going to talk about some other traits that you may have, and I have also had in the past, that may be putting you in toxic situations.